I'm going to talk to you about the Biblios for a few moments. A wonderful, wonderful truth concerning the Word of God is Psalm 19. And you can be turning there if you'd like to study along with me for a few moments as we consider some golden nuggets of truth that are found here in Psalm 19. I love the book of Psalms. A songbook of the Bible is what it is. Every one of the Psalms is not a chapter, but it's a song. A song that was used to glorify and magnify the Lord by the Jewish people in the temple. And the Word of God is so essential in the life of the child of God. It is so important, and it is so needful that you and I daily look into the Word of God and let the Lord God speak to us His love through His Word and prepare us for whatever situation and circumstance we will face in the day. It's well worth your making the effort to get up a few minutes earlier in order to get into the Word and let the Lord speak to you from His Word. Isaiah 59:14 states, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity or righteousness cannot enter." Isaiah was the Old Testament prophet to the nation of Israel, warning them of the judgment of God that was coming upon them because truth had fallen in the street. They had turned away from the truth, and judgment is turned away backward. There was injustice being practiced rather than righteous judgment. And justice standeth afar off. People that were being judged were not being given justice because the judges were being bought off and they were not judging righteously. And the people had turned from the Word of God. And so Isaiah said, truth is fallen in the street. Truth is no longer being practiced by Israel. And equity or righteousness cannot enter because of the sin and the wickedness of God's people. Oh, beloved, how many Christians there are today who neglect the Word of God. They have time for TV. They have time for magazines. They have time for the newspaper. They have time for radio. But they don't have time for the Word of God. And thus we see truth is fallen in the street in the United States of America. And I dare say this is true in other countries around the world. From what I've heard concerning Europe and Asia, other countries, truth has fallen in the street. Hosea 1, chapter 4 and verse 1, Hosea said, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." That again reminds me of what's happening in the United States of America. I remember as a young man in high school, I was able to start a Bible club in high school. And at noon, we could meet in the high school auditorium, and we could sing choruses, and we could read the Word of God, and we could study the Word of God together, and there was no problem. As a matter of fact, one week, we even had a revival in the high school auditorium at noon, And the Word of God was preached. A young man in our high school that had been called to preach, he preached each day at noon. And I remember speaking to the junior high and encouraging them to start a Bible study together. And the Word of God was taught. And you know what? We didn't have any problems with guns in our high school. Oh, there were people who came to school that had guns, rifles hanging up in the back of their pickups, but that was no problem because truth was being taught, and there was no one threatening to kill somebody else with a rifle or with a handgun because truth was being taught. And they knew what was right, and they knew what was wrong. And even those that did not be involved in the Bible club and in studying the Word of God knew what was right and what was wrong. But today, here in the United States of America, in many of our public places, such as stores of merchandise, there are signs up that warn that stealing is a crime and that shoplifting is a crime, because people are growing up in the United States of America not knowing the truth and having no knowledge of God, having turned away from the truth. And so no longer is the truth taught in our public schools as it once was. The McGuffey Reader was the first textbook in the schools of the United States of America. And the McGuffey Reader, I've read the McGuffey Reader, it was filled with scripture from the Word of God. And thus we had a great educational system. And our students learned to read and write and were high in their academics until the Word of God began to be removed from our public education and sin began to abound. And now we see all kinds of problems in our public education because of men turning from the knowledge of God in the land. Verse 6a of Hosea says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. God says, I will reject thee." And beloved, that's the cause of the judgment that the United States of America is experiencing today. The calamities that are upon the nation of the world is because of men and women and people who have neglected and turned from the knowledge of the truth. Did you realize there was a time when every person on the face of the earth knew truth? But when they knew truth, they glorified not God, and they turned from the knowledge of the truth. And the fact is that only 25% of Christians today read God's Word. How sad a commentary on believers. No wonder the judgment of God is upon the nations of the world that have turned their back on Almighty God and have forsaken Him. The Biblios, that's the word that is translated Bible in our English language. And in Psalm 19, we read these words, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." The voice of creation. "Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. He's talking about the sun. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit, speaking of the sun, unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Men have learned through science that the sun itself moves through the universe. It has a huge orbit that it travels through the universe, and along with it, it brings the planets. All the different planets travel along with it as they're pulled by the gravitational pull of the sun. And thus we see creation itself declares the truth about Almighty God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20 tells us, "For the invisible things of Him," speaking of God, verse 19, "the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Yes, beloved, every person on the face of the earth is without excuse, because through even creation itself, they can be made to realize that there is a power greater than man upon the earth. And in John 1, we're told that the light shines into the hearts of all men. All men know instinctively that there's some power in the universe greater than themselves. Many do not want to acknowledge that. They want to turn from the knowledge of that truth. But nevertheless, it is there that they know there's some power in the universe greater than themselves. Men harden their heart, and men say there is no God because they do not want to acknowledge the truth of God's Word, and they do not want to acknowledge their sin for what it is. But nevertheless, beloved, there's coming a day when every man will appear before the judgment seat of Almighty God and give an account of their lives. Believers will give an account of their works at the judgment seat of Christ. Only our works, because our sins have already been judged at Calvary. But the unbeliever will appear at the great white throne judgment that is spoken of in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 20, where all men that know not God will appear before Him and will receive their just due and reward for their wicked and ungodly lives. Now, in Psalm 19, verse 7 through 9, this scripture speaks of the importance of Scripture. And a wonderful truth that was pointed out to me over the weekend are six things that are told about Scripture in verse 7 through 9. There are six titles for Scripture. Six titles. If you'll notice verse 7 through 9, the law of the Lord. That's one of the titles of God's Word, the law. Also in verse 7 and the second part of verse 7, the testimony of the Lord. That's another title of the Word of God, the testimony. Verse 8, the statutes of the Lord and the commandment of the Lord. Two more titles of Scripture. In verse 9, the fear of the Lord and the judgments of the Lord. And thus we see the six titles of Scripture that are given to us here in these verses 7 through 9. The statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord, the law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord. Six titles of Scripture that are recorded there. And then we notice also that there are six characteristics of Scripture. If you'll notice again in your Bible, notice the characteristics of Scripture. What the law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect. That's one of the characteristics of the law of God. It's perfect. It has no flaw about it. It's perfect. Also, the testimonies of the Lord is sure. God's testimonies prove the truth of serving God and the blessings that come from serving God. The Old Testament is filled with testimonies of individuals who served God and who honored God and whom God blessed and used and richly rewarded for their faithfulness to Him. The statutes of the Lord are right. The statutes of the Lord are righteous. They're right instructions. They're right guidelines. They're right words of counsel that God gives. And the commandment of the Lord is pure. God's commandments are pure. The Ten Commandments that are given, the first four have to do with man's relationship with God. The last six of the Ten Commandments have to do with man's relationship with other men. And these commandments are given to open our eyes to truth and to help us to realize and recognize what is right and what is wrong. But here in the United States of America, we see that the Ten Commandments, which used to be on public display, are now being removed because of a statement that is not in the Constitution, but the liberals are trying to state that it's in the Constitution, that has to do with the separation of church and state. And it is not in the Constitution of the United States of America, but the liberals have taught it in our schools to the point that people believe that that's so, when it's a lie and it's not true. And there was no indication in the establishment of our nation that the church was to be separated from the state. But it was set up that way so that there would be no state church. That is, as other countries had a state religion, that there would be no state church. And thus we see that this idea, though, has been promoted by the liberals who deny the Word of God and want to rule the Word of God out of the public view in the United States of America today. Thus we see the six characteristics of Scripture. The Word of God is perfect. The Word of God is sure. Beloved, you can count on what God's Word says because God's Word is sure. It's true in every respect. God's Word is right. It's righteous. And it only leads one to walking in that which is right. God's Word is pure. The Word of God will purify an individual's life who reads it and meditates upon it. The Word of God is clean. The fear of the Lord is clean. We read in verse 9a. It's clean. It leads to a clean lifestyle. One who reverences and honors Almighty God will live a life that is clean and that is pure. And the Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord is true altogether, beloved. The judgments of the Lord are true. The judgments of the Lord are true. Yes, beloved, God makes righteous judgments, and the judgments He gives in the Word of God are true. God doesn't make false judgment. Even today, in many of the laws of our land, we see that people who are tried in the courts of our land, sometimes innocent people, are sentenced because of wrong information and false judgment. But, beloved, God makes righteous judgments. His judgments are true. His judgments are righteous in every respect and in every way. So we see the six characteristics of Scripture. And then there are six benefits that come from Scripture. The law of the Lord converting the soul. It converts the soul. That is, the law of God opens man's eyes to the fact that he's a sinner. The law of the Lord makes man to see that he needs a Savior. The Ten Commandments. No man can keep the Ten Commandments, and to break even a portion, even a jot or a tittle of the Ten Commandments is sin. Romans 3:20b states, "For by the law is the knowledge of sin." The law opens man's eyes to the fact he's a sinner. Romans chapter 5 and verse 20a states, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound." That is, it would help man to see his wickedness because he could not keep the law. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24 states, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." That is, declared righteous by faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see the law converts the soul. It convicts man of sin and makes him to see he needs a Savior. Also, the Word of God makes wise the simple, beloved. It makes wise the simple. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. We see the man that is simple, the man that doesn't know right from wrong, like a baby or a child that doesn't know right from wrong, the Word of God will teach them right from wrong. That's why parents need to teach their children the Word of God, because as they grow into a knowledge and an understanding of the truth as taught from God's Word, they will grow up to be individuals who will honor the Lord God and who will walk in righteousness and do that which is right. And then the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Oh, beloved, it rejoices your heart when you study the Word of God and you run across nuggets of truth. It rejoices your heart as you see the statutes, the guidelines, the principles that God lays forth in His Word. It makes you rejoice, and it causes your heart to thrill at seeing the truth and learning the truth and finding golden nuggets of truth. It rejoices the heart. And then, beloved, notice also the commandment of the Lord enlighteneth the eyes. Yes, God's Word shows us what is right and what is wrong. God's Word instructs us in truth. It enlightens our understanding. It helps us and brings us to a knowledge of the truth. It enlightens our spiritual insight and discernment and helps us to recognize that which is evil and that which is false. You see, Satan mixes truth with a lie. The more of God's Word that an individual knows, the wiser he will be in understanding what is right and what is wrong. And so it makes wise the simple. It rejoices the heart. It enlightens the eyes, the spiritual understanding. And then notice also, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Oh yes, beloved, the fear of the Lord will cause one to come to an acceptance of Jesus Christ as Savior, and will cause one to receive the gift of eternal life, and will live forever. And God's Word itself will never pass away. I believe it's 5 times in the Scripture that the Word of God repeats the fact that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word, God says, shall not pass away. God's Word endures forever. And the fear of the Lord causing us to get into the Word of God, God's Word will cause you to fear God. It will create a fear of God in your life and a reverence, a respect for Almighty God, so that you will not use His name in vain, so that you will not blaspheme His name. Oh, so many times anymore we hear the name of God used in blasphemy, used as an explanation. And, beloved, it's wrong. It dishonors Almighty God for His name to be used in blasphemy and in exclamation. That dishonors Almighty God. And I've even heard believers use God's name in a light and flippant way, and they will have to give an account for it. For God says He will not hold him guiltless that takes His name in vain. They'll have to give an account for it, beloved. And so the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And then the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. That's another benefit of Scripture, is righteousness. Righteousness, beloved. A righteous life will be the result of one who studies the Word of God, one who hides the Word of God in his heart, one who lives by the Word of God. He will live a life of righteousness that will point others to Almighty God, and through which others will see the true and the living God. Yes, it's God's desire to produce righteousness in our lives. Romans 8:28-29 states, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, whom He predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son." That's why all things work together for good in the life of the child of God. When trials come, when troubles come, when the circumstances come that you do not understand, and you wonder what's going on, and why is God letting this occur in my life? It's a promise that it's going to work together for your good and for the glory of God. And you can rest in the promises of God. Again, that's why we need to know the Word of God, that we might have confidence in the Lord, resting in Him, believing His promises, and accepting what He tells us. And then there's one other truth I want to show you from verse 7 through 9, and that is 6 times the phrase of the Lord is repeated. And the word Lord is capitalized. In the Old Testament, every time you read the word Lord and it is capitalized, it refers to Jehovah, the eternal I Am. That's the meaning of the capitalization of the word Lord in the Old Testament. The Lord God, Jehovah, the eternal I Am. And thus 6 times we see that the word of God is from the Lord God, Jehovah God, the eternal I Am. This is God's word, which shall endure forever and shall never pass away. It is the truth, beloved. And I admonish you, I encourage you to get into it on a regular basis. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word inspiration means it is God-breathed. That is, the Holy Spirit of God oversaw the writing of the Word of God, and thus it is profitable for doctrine, the basic principles of life, for reproof, that is, it opens our eyes to sin in our life that we may not have been aware of. I remember a preacher one time that brought a message, and he simply preached the Word of God. And afterward, there was a man who came up to him that was ready to beat him up, and was going to beat him up had it not been for some of the deacons of the church that were still there that came up and restrained the man. And the man said, "You hung out all my dirty laundry today. You told everybody in this auditorium about me." And the preacher didn't even know who the man was. It's the Word of God that reproves of sin, beloved, and for correction. The Word of God shows us how we should live. It corrects us. It opens our eyes to our sin and tells us what to do about it, and it gives us instruction in righteousness. Yes, beloved, that's why you and I need to get into the Word of God every day. Every day we need to open up its pages. We're reading something that is eternal. We're reading something that will last. We're reading something that will not pass away. The magazines you read will pass away. The newspaper changes. Even man's knowledge changes. Science changes. Man's science changes. But, beloved, God's Word will endure forever. It is the truth, and you can live your life according to it, and you will live a successful, a profitable, and a productive life, because you're living God's way. And thus, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And the word perfect is an Old English word which has reference to maturity, causing man to grow up, to be mature in the knowledge of the truth. That's what God's Word does, that the man of God may be perfect or mature, completely furnished unto all good works, that we might bring forth good works to the honor, to the glory, and to the praise of Almighty God. And thus, beloved, we see the sufficiency of Scripture, the importance of Scripture. We see the six titles of Scripture. We see the six characteristics of Scripture. We see the six benefits of Scripture. And we see the six phrases of who has brought about the Scripture of the Lord, Almighty God, the eternal, all-sufficient, self-sufficient God. He who is above all gods, who is the creator of the universe, He who brought it all into existence, He who keeps it functioning and operating according to His plan and His purpose. Oh, beloved, do you know Him? Won't you get into His Word regularly? Won't you let him speak to you from his love letter? For that's what the Bible is. It's the love letter of God. I invite you to get into it daily. Till our next visit, goodbye.